This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan native Garrett Bourns is better known by his stage name, Bourns. He grew up in the small coastal town of Grand Haven and has recently released his debut full-length album titled Dopamine. His song Electric Love has been hailed as an instant classic by Taylor Swift. Before wrapping up his U.S. tour, Bourns will perform at the Shelter in Detroit this Wednesday night. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia talks with Bourns about his new album and growing up in Grand Haven. Candy, she's sweet
like candy in my veins. It's the track Electric Love off the album Dopamine. I'm here with Garrett Bourns. Can you talk a little bit about this song and the musical influences we hear?
I guess it's sort of this kinetic connection to a love interest. I guess musically, just sort of like the fuzz guitar and like the kind of cry in the vocals is kind of just inspired by 60s and 70s kind of glam rock, but my take on it contemporary-wise, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you hear a lot of influences like the Beach Boys and the Bee Gees, also Michael Jackson and Prince, and I hear those influences in the song Past Lives. Let's take a listen. Musicians had on you?
I guess their very their approach to melodies and songwriting, because they have such distinct styles. I think that's influenced so much music that you hear today. It's pretty crazy how many songs you can pick out on the radio that were like, wow, that's influenced by Michael Jackson. Like, even like a Britney Spears song. If you listen to Hit Me Baby One More Time, it's like, it's basically a Michael Jackson song. It's pretty amazing.
I would love to talk about your voice. You have an amazing vocal range with low and high registers. How do you think your voice sets you apart from other singers?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really think about it too much. I think it's really interesting vocal layering with tons of stacks of harmonies, because it's like having a choir with all of the same voice. And I always found that really interesting. And some of my favorite artists layer harmonies, like the Bee Gees and the Beach Boys.
And it's interesting, you've told me that people tweet to you writing, you know, I had no idea Bourns was a guy. And you even mentioned that you like androgyny in voices. Let's take a listen to the song Holy Ghost, where we hear your high vocal range. I'm speaking with Garrett Bourns about his new album, Dopamine, and we've been listening to the song Holy Ghost. And actually, when I just heard that, I heard a little bit of Marvin Gaye, maybe.
I was trying to do my best Smokey Robinson on that one, actually.
There you go, there you go. You know, what's your reaction when people, you know, aren't sure whether they're listening to a male or female voice? Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's great. Two reasons why I think it's great. One, I feel like music is so accessible today, which is great, but also people can, just by Googling something or just going on Twitter, you can find out like everything about a musician. And I kind of like how people just don't know right away when they're listening to it, and they're not really listening with I don't know, like they're just listening to the music. It's not gender defied in that way, you know.
So you grew up in Grand Haven, and I read that by the age of 10, you were a paid magician and went by the name Garrett the Great. Can you talk a little bit about your affection for magic?
Sure, yeah. Magic was one of my, I guess, artistic outlets at the time, and had a regular gig at this Italian restaurant, and I did close-up magic and balloon animals, and that kind of transpired to doing kids' birthday parties and larger events, stage shows. And there's actually the capital of magic, the magic capital of the world, is in Michigan.
Yeah, in Colon, Michigan, actually. I just learned that. Well, so how did performing at a young age influence your decision to be a musician?
I think just magic and music are synonymous in an interesting way. They're both kind of creating something from nothing, you know, and they're both kind of ephemeral in a way. It's almost like it's here and then it's gone. And I feel like that's kind of how music is. It's just kind of surviving in the moment. And I still get the same sort of excitement and adrenaline rush that I get performing music that I did just like performing magic. I like being a front man, you know, of a show. So you look like you.
Grew up in coastal Michigan, not quite the beaches of LA where you live when you're not touring. How do you think that's influenced your sound?
I guess they're not the same kind of beaches, but in a way, I think the coast of Michigan is one of the most beautiful coasts I've ever been on. It's so like refreshing. So I think growing up in that and having sort of that just the openness, I think put me in a certain kind of headspace at a young age. And I found that when I moved out to California, I found like very like similarities. A lot of flashbacks of growing up playing Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and you hear it in the music. There's a real relaxed vibe in coastal living, and I can definitely hear that in the music. You also attended a summer program at Interlochen Center for the Arts to study filmmaking, and you were continued to write music on the side. And I'm wondering, what was that experience like, and how did that lead to music?
Well, it was kind of between going to film school and traveling as a musician. And I always enjoyed kind of the soundtrack work of making films. So there's that. And I sort of interned with a filmmaker in Grand Haven, and then we started making music videos for me, and then started traveling, and he became my manager. So it all kind of just turned into music pretty organically.
So you'll be performing tomorrow night at The Shelter in Detroit, and I'm wondering, is there a lot of pressure on you to put on a killer show back home?
Yeah, I always feel super nervous playing in front of friends and family. I think that's the most nerve-wracking. But I love playing in Detroit. Those are some of my favorite shows.
Well, I've been speaking with Garrett Bourns, originally from Grand Haven. He's released his debut full-length album, Dopamine, earlier this year. He'll be performing at The Shelter in Detroit on Wednesday night. For details, you can go to bournsmusic.com. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to talk to you. You're the treasure.